Thank you again, as always, for joining us at Bridging the Gap. I'm Corey Graham, Communication Director for the county, and we're going to pick up right where we left off with Judge Anderson and County Attorney Robert King from our last episode.
And I think where you really hit on, while we're kind of getting a little bit off topic of your office, but we're with drug issue being such a thing, and that's one thing in my capacity in my office that I've been asked, you know, even though I have a desire, I see the problem, my limited role I can play in that, I do feel that one of my biggest roles in combating the drug epidemic is the role I can play through economic development, in that, not that these drug issues are separated by a class necessarily, but I do think having a stronger economy affords more people job opportunities, more recreation opportunities, and those things do help combat. You know, I think oftentimes if you see people that are destitute, they are more likely to get pulled down these paths of drugs or addiction, as well as, you know, our youth don't have activities and things, so it leads them down the wrong path. So I think, and I think you can speak to that, a lot of times people, they get in these states, or a state of destitution has kind of led them down that path in a lot of instances.
That's right. Yeah. I think, Judge, a lot of what I see every day in district court, whether, you know, people, unfortunately, there are so many repeat offenders, whether it be AIs, DUIs, or PIs, or a lot of domestic violence, those type issues. And what you worry about is that these parents, their children see that, and you worry that their children will follow in that same line. And one of the things that I've also failed to mention as it relates to new legislation is basically, the juvenile code that deals with juvenile offenders has been revamped. And the whole idea behind that has been to keep a lot of juveniles out of district court if they can, and out of detention if they can. And they have created what's called a FAIR team, of which I'm a member on that FAIR team committee. And the whole idea behind that is to divert these children who commit these offenses into that program, and to try to make a positive change in their life without ever having to go into court properly, so to speak. And one thing that I would like to ask the community for help with is, a lot of times the things that we need to utilize in the FAIR team may be nothing more than like a big brother or a big sister program, a mentor. What I have seen, the most positive effects, changes that we've had in these children's lives, are when we find out what they enjoy doing. And it may be as simple as, you know, I enjoy working with horses. Well, we were able to set one girl, juvenile, up working with horses and being involved in that area. And her life completely changed. I mean, you could see it instantly. She was doing something she enjoyed and found satisfaction in that. And I do really believe that it made a positive impact. And so one thing that the community could do that I would ask is, you know, contact me and say, hey, I'd be willing to do something like this. I'd be willing, you know, whatever it may be that you can do, whether it be a big brother, big sister, you would be surprised how much personal gratification you can get out of helping. And, you know, and I know our community has so many people that are so talented in so many different ways that we could join together through that FAIR team and make a positive impact on our juveniles, our children in the community.
That's exciting. It's definitely a new approach. And like I said, kind of speaking back to that proactive approach, trying to get ahead of the curve
and make
a positive difference.
And you know, it's another process, just as Judge Prophet and I have had to go through with the Casey's Law. It's a new area, and a lot of what we can do and what we can't do, we're still trying to find that out through the legislation. And part of the problem that we've had is the state has said, yes, we're going to give the FAIR team this ability to do all these programs and do all these things with the children, but they haven't funded any of those programs, and they haven't given any, you know, money to be able to do that. So basically, while we would like to do many things, what we can do are relatively few, unless we can get some community involvement in those areas.
And yes, you hit on a real good point there, and one I'd like to drive home. You, myself, or a lot of elected officials in whatever capacity they work in, oftentimes we get criticized, or maybe, why don't you do this or that? And you hit on it very well there. There's lots of things that we would like to do that, I guess, like you said, law or just the funding, you know,
right.
Really prevent us from being able to do a lot of, you can have a lot of good ideals, but it can be more difficult to actually implement because of those restrictions. So
that's right.
Always be fair, I guess, if you're going to point criticism at whoever the elected official, before you really levy that accusation, make sure that it's truly that individual not doing what you perceive to be the job, or if they're limited because of other factors. So
right.
I guess that was just a way to kind of point out. Yeah, and
one thing I'd like to point out, you know, I guess because the name of my job is the county attorney, a lot of people are under the impression that I am everybody's attorney in the county. And while I feel that way, I want to help everybody, and I'll certainly listen to anybody that comes in my office. There are times that there are things that I simply can't do. One of the main issues will be like custody cases. I can't do that because I do collect child support for the state, and I'm not allowed to then be representing a party in a custody case, nor can I really give you advice on those issues. So a lot of times people will come into my office and say, I need to know how I can go about getting custody away from this father. He's not doing the right things. And I, you know, 9 times out of 10, I will tell you what I think you should do, but I can't do that for you in my office. I always say that a lot of what I do is sit and listen to people's problems and wish that there was something that I could do. But it in so many times and so many ways, it's just not possible for me to do that for people. And I'd say, Judge, you have that same problem.
Yeah. And you touched on it there. And I guess one of the things we want to do these episodes was, you know, just try to create government efficiency. And part of that is in educating the public on what office they go to for whatever problem, and kind of getting, I guess, speaking a little bit more direct to what you just hit on there. You know, I'm bad if somebody comes in to me and they have a legal issue that may or may, I don't necessarily always know. I guess as streamlined as possible, if somebody has a legal problem, what, you've mentioned some of the things earlier, but what should they come to the county attorney for, or not that they shouldn't, but what,
well, I mean, help them, you know, basically what I can do, I can take any criminal complaint. So if you have an issue that in the general population that you feel, you know, this guy, he hit my car with a bat and I've got damage to my property. Well, you come to my office, and what I would do is sit down with you and talk about what happened, see what kind of proof we have, and then I can file a criminal complaint. If you have an issue with child support, you can come to my office or the child support office, and we can sit down and discuss your options and go about collecting your child support. A lot of what I do is a lot of what I feel like I can help people in, even if it is an issue that I can't help you with, I can get you where you need to be. I mean, I can say, I know sometimes it may feel like to people that I'm putting you off on somebody else, or that I'm not really answering your question, or that you're not really getting anything done. But just by nature of my position, if you come in and talk to me and I'm not able to do those things that you need done, I can tell you where to go and I can tell you who to see, and we can get you where you need to be.
I think that's the main thing, people understanding that, like you said, you're not passing them off or trying to divert them.
Right.
You're just limited by what roles your position allows, so they may actually be directed somewhere else.
Right.
So, Robert, one thing I think kind of in the conversation, it's kind of been alluded to, is that, you know, naturally what anybody can do in their elected position is somewhat dictated, but you do have some amount of latitude. So what are some of the things since taking the office of the county attorney that you've been most proud of, you felt like you've brought or accomplished within that office?
Well, I hate to keep going back to it, but one of the things that I definitely wanted to do was Casey's Law, and I think we've done that very well. And it's not to say that anyone in the county attorney's office prior to me did not do a good job. Like I said, that was fairly new. That was just something that had not been explored and had not been available before. But when it was there, I wanted to make sure we took advantage of it, and I think we have.
And I'm sure, you know, you could have been like some other county attorney. It's definitely more work on you. So how you want to promote it or utilize it. So you're to be commended, I guess, for taking it, like you said, doing the right thing with it. There's a lot of other attorneys, I'm sure, sitting there with that in the arsenal that choose just not
right.
to exercise it.
And, you know, and again, I don't want to speak badly about other county attorneys. But the fact is, I think a lot of people just don't realize that that is an option that you have. And I'm sure that if someone in Wolf County goes to Mr. Johnson, Steve Johnson, our county attorney, and they say to him, I need to file cases law, he'll do everything that he can. But people simply don't know. And by virtue of that, they just don't have the volume of cases. I think what's important is that we're getting the word out that that's available. And people do respond to it. They do come in, you know, and you know, I will say this, it's not an easy thing for a parent to do. It's very emotional and very stressful to have to come in and say, you know, my child or my husband or my wife has this issue. For you to be the one to say, we're going to change it, automatically sometimes makes you the bad guy. You know, and I try to explain that to them. But, you know, out of 10 people who come into the office, I'd say at least 8 or 9 of them decide to follow up and go through with it. And I think ultimately in the end, we do have good results.
But another thing, I think beyond actually for that small time period, that person may be viewed by that loved one as the enemy. But I think one thing that we've really not drawn enough light to is the hope that it gives that individual. You know, you think back several years ago, you could sit there and watch a family member or somebody be going through this time and really been limited in your options. So
right.
This has really enabled and given power to that individual to actually have a chance to do an intervention, whereas several years ago, they may have just had to watch this path of destruction.
That's right. And in reality, that's where this legislation came from. I know that I won't get this right, but Casey's Law is a law that was created because a young girl was addicted to drugs and ultimately died from her addiction. And the parent, the mother, said, I'm not going to let this happen again. You know, there are going to be options. And she pushed that through the legislation and got that where it's at. So hopefully that never happens to anyone here that in Powell County, but that's where it came from.
Just to put a little plug, you spoke to that mother that was got Casey's Law passed through, and Janelle spoke to it. And actually, at the Spark rally they're going to have on May 13th here, I think that lady's actually going to be here.
I think she will. She's very active statewide. Yeah. She will. And like I said, that all goes to just making people aware that that's there.
Yes, Robert, to kind of get toward the end of the program, I know you'd mentioned earlier you appreciate the ability to serve, and you've come from a family that's you had a long line of community service from your grandfather, your mother, your father. So what's it meant to serve, and what's some things that it's meant to you, and how would you like to – what would some things you'd like to continue to accomplish while you're in this office?
Right. Well, you know, I guess one of the most – the thing that I like most about being county attorney is not – having the power or the ability to put somebody in jail or having that type of control. What I like the most about being county attorney is helping people. I've always said that if I could also get paid for the defense work that I do out of my office defending people, I'd be wealthy. Because a lot of times I do. I've seen both sides of situations. Like I said, my father and my grandfather were both judges, district and circuit judges, and I've seen both sides of the fence. Before I became county attorney, I defended people, and I know that there are two sides to every argument, every dispute, and I try to do what I think is right in each individual situation, and I try to, even though we have such a high volume of cases, devote as much attention and try to get as much detail in each case as I can. And I hope that what I hope people feel when they leave my office or when they leave court is that, you know, even though things may not have went my way, I think he was fair. I think he understood the situation. And he did what he could to resolve it the best way he knew how. So many things come up in Powell County, you know, whether it be a dog dispute, dogs barking, or whether it be a vehicle accident, or whether it be domestic disputes. Every story is unique. Every case is unique. And there are always personalities and problems behind those stories that I like to try to address the best way I can. And I think that my experiences with my mother and my father and my grandfather all having served in some capacity in the community have helped me to be better about that, about seeing each case and seeing the importance that it makes on everybody's lives. I mean, it's very hard. You know, people don't want to go to court. People don't want to sit in the courtroom all day, and people don't want to be there any more than anyone else does. So when they have a problem that they're willing to put through the system, I think it's our obligation to take it very seriously and to try to get the the best and most just result that you can. And that's what I try to do as a county attorney. And I hope that that's what people feel when they leave, when they have been through that system, that that's what they've got.
Well, we'd like to thank Mr. King for coming and spending some time with us. And like I said, if you have those questions, his office is there in the courthouse. And Robert, if you want to drop that number, I'm sure they can call and see if you're the office they need to be at.
Right, right. Yeah. Thank you, Judge Anderson. And that number to Powell County Attorney's Office is 606-663-6647 or 2303.
Thank you.
Thank you.